Blog Talk Radio.
Cut my music. Welcome to another edition of The Outsiders. I'm Heels the Best. My co-hosts are not currently with me, so I'm going to do it solo like in the old days with Heels the Legend show. Hopefully we'll get those guys to call in. If not, I've done it once before and I'll do it again. Solo dolo, came in this world by myself and I'm going to leave by myself. Yin Yang Twins back in the early 2000s, y'all young kids. Don't know nothing about it. Like I say, welcome to another edition of The Outsiders. I'm Heels the Best. We are literally 2 or 3 hours away from second edition of UE postseason. We will be getting candidates for the Upper Echelon Award, UE Award. We definitely will have that back in store. Our sponsors are back, and they are ready for sponsor us and get everything going, and we're excited as well. I'm texting one of my co-commissioners right now just to keep them posted on what the playoffs are looking like. It is looking very clear in the NFC. We're going to start on the NFC side of things. Carolina Panthers will be the number one seed in the NFC, 14-2. Coach Steve Stu has, brought back some respect to this franchise. And Coach Sifu, who might be back in the league before you know, we'll talk about that at a different point in the show. But the Panthers are back after missing the postseason last year. They are the number one seed, looking very, very good going into the postseason. Number two seed was yours truly. The Minnesota Vikings will have the 2 seed in the NFC. We will have the 2 byes in the NFC currently right now. And then we'll look at, these are just, the 1 and 2 seeds are set. But now this is off of my mat knowledge and just knowledge off of football in general. This is what I think the seeds will be in the NFC. The 3 seed will be the New York Football Giants. Race move, big win in Arizona today to stop the red hot Redbird Arizona Cardinals. A win for the Giants. They will be the 3 seed in the NFC. That will be interesting to see if they can face me second round. Now, it gets interesting after that. Either the Cardinals or 49ers will be the NFC West champ. And by looking at my standing and my knowledge of what's been going on, both have a division record the same, both split. But the 49ers did win their head-to-head matchups against common opponent. So I think the 49ers will be the NFC West champ. So they will be the 4th seed, and 5th seed will be the Arizona Cardinals because they beat the Green Bay Packers in a head-to-head matchup. So they should be the 5 seed, and the 6 seed should be the Green Bay Packers. The first round matchup is just a guess for Heels the Legend Show and Outsiders. We're just doing a guess. My guess is the first round matchups in the wild card round in the NFC will be Packers at Giants, Cardinals at 49ers. That's just my guess of what the postseason will be. We still have a game play Lions and Browns. We'll have to play at 7:30. Guys, if you want to get your games in within 24 hours, we will definitely allow you to get it in that meantime. But we will not hold advance for 48 hours. Definitely with most of the key games being played. So that's our matchups in the NFC right now, just going off of our knowledge. And this is the unofficial playoff seeding: number one seed, Carolina Panthers; number two seed, Minnesota Vikings; number three seed, New York Football Giants; number four seed, San Francisco 49ers; five, Arizona Cardinals; six, Green Bay Packers. So the Giants, Packers at Giants, Cardinals at 49ers. All right, let's look at the AFC side. We have the Cleveland Browns, who has the best record in all of UE, reigning and defending champion. KT, he will be the number one seed in the AFC. Now the two seed is up for grabs. The Buffalo Bills will win courtesy of a forced win, so they will be either the two or three seed. The Oakland Raiders still has to play the San Diego Chargers, and they probably will lock up later on this evening. excuse me, as the Chargers are a team that always finish the game, play strong to the end every single season. So I expect nothing less than them playing a tough game. So we don't know truly who will come out on that. So as of now, the Raiders will be the two seed, and the Bills will be the three seed. The fourth seed will be the Jacksonville Jaguars. And now that's when things get interesting, because the Houston Texans and the Miami Dolphins are in the postseason. The six: Cleveland Browns, Buffalo Bills, Oakland Raiders, Jacksonville Jaguars, Houston Texans, and the Miami Dolphins all will be in the postseason for the AFC. We're just trying to figure out where the seeds go. These are the unofficial, just up-to-date rosters here in upper echelon. We're just predicting them on Heels of Legend show, affiliated with the Outsiders. So we're going to take a look at the schedule for the Miami Dolphins and see what type of tiebreakers we have in store. They did not take on the Houston Texans this season, so we're going to have to look a little bit deeper and see where these seedings might lay. And when you're having tiebreakers, you go to the conference record. What is the conference record with the Houston Texans and the Miami Dolphins? Of course, the Cleveland Browns have the most AFC wins, and then the Miami Dolphins, they have more AFC wins than the Houston Texans. So the Miami Dolphins will be the five seed, the Texans will be the six. Now, the only thing is left to be decided or to be determined is, will the Jacksonville Jaguars and Miami Dolphins are pretty much locked in, but will the Houston Texans have to go to Buffalo, or will they have to go to Oakland? Like I said, Buffalo will get a fourth win. The Raiders, hopefully they will play the Chargers tonight, and we'll figure that out. So we don't really have an unofficial for the AFC. But as of now, if both teams win, if the Raiders win, they will have the first round bye with the Cleveland Browns, and the Houston Texans will travel to Buffalo to face off in the playoffs. Miami and Jacksonville will face off for the South Florida, who will be the champions of the Sunshine State. Miami Dolphins, Jacksonville Jaguars, both of these teams are known one-and-done guys. They are known to not win in the postseason. Now they have an opportunity to change that, rewrite their own history, their own fate, and they will play each other. So someone will get a postseason win. Now, the winner of that game will be a very interesting one. And like I said, I'm very excited. We will have a new NFC champion. The Falcons did not make the postseason this year. It is difficult. It is truly difficult to continue on making the postseason every single season, season in, season out. It is very difficult to do that. So it is tough. I'm pretty sure the Falcons are upset, but they will be back before you know it in the postseason. So we will have a new NFC champ. Will we have a new AFC champ is the question. We do have a newcomer team, the Houston Texans and the Carolina Panthers, two teams that didn't make the postseason last year will make the postseason this year. The Giants as well. They didn't make it last year. They didn't represent the NFC. Philadelphia Eagles did. Now, on the flip side, let's look at the bottom of UE. Currently, right now, the New Orleans Saints is going to have the number one overall pick in the draft, what it's looking like. they will have the number one overall pick. Now, the number two pick probably will go to the Indianapolis Colts or the Bears. It will go to the Bears or the Colts, probably the Colts. I mean, the Bears, excuse me. So this is what the top 10 is looking like. Saints, one overall, two overall, Bears, number three overall, the Indianapolis Colts. And then, like I said, just off of the brain, Ravens, Eagles, Ravens 4, Eagles 5, Dallas 6, Jets, and then the Chargers or Seahawks will be 10. This is bad. I mean, the league had a lot of guys that we had 9 guys that didn't win, only won 4 games. That is not something we're proud of in the upper echelon, and hopefully that number will continue to trend up. Hopefully these guys will definitely get their games together, get their acts together, and we'll see some new playoff faces in next year as well. We're going to take a look at the league schedule thus far. Houston Texans embarrassed the Colts again today as they clinched a playoff berth with the win, the Miami Dolphins, and one of those state or Florida matchups against the Tampa Bay Bucks destroyed the Bucks 40-14. They will go on to play the Jacksonville Jaguars in a game that's in play right now. The Eagles and the 49ers are in play right now at speed. They're playing, and the 49ers are up 17-0, so they look like they're well on their way to winning the NFC West. Like I said, we have the Browns and Lions that will play later on tonight as well. And I think the last game of this evening, of today, and of the second season of upper echelon will be the Raiders and Chargers. Like I said, hopefully they will take a battle soon, and that means tonight. So, like I said, we're excited. We're ready for the postseason UE Awards. We will have the UE Offensive Player or UE MVP, UE Offensive Player of the Year, UE Defensive Player of the Year. We'll look at rookies, and we'll try to get a rookie category in as well, offensive, defensive, rookie, college, coach of the year, most disappointing, all of that. Also, we will have an all-pro team. We're going to probably base that off of, we'll have a panel of a few guys. We'll get an all-pro team together, two at every position, or two at the quarterback, running the skill position. All the skill positions will have two players. We'll figure it out. I think it's two for everyone in it. It's based off of criteria. It's not just pick. We will do our homework and do our due diligence as well as those things. UE MVP, a few candidates I know have to be there. David Johnson will be one of them. Logan Thomas, his interception rate is a bit high, but we definitely will have to look at him. Terrell Presley has to be one. Latavius Murray, I think he will be one as well. It's going to be a tight race, I think, in UE MVP. But I also want to say this. The Defensive Player of the Year award, middle linebackers getting a lot of interceptions. I don't think a lot of people that's been playing Madden for a while really puts a lot of stock in that, because that is a skewed number that could be slanted to just bad user play, not so much of a great player. But it's not a knock on the guys that's getting the job done. They can't help it, the guys that make a bad throw. So, like I said, that is definitely something to keep an eye on as well when you're voting. Now, let's vote not just for our friends. Let's vote for who we think is really the best player in UE. We want these awards to be authentic. We want these awards not to be slanted one way. I've been seeing votes the last year. That's one of the reasons why our sponsors did kind of pull out the first year, because they didn't feel like the awards was. It felt like it was more rigged than anything. It didn't feel like it was something that was authentic, and it didn't feel like the best players was winning. When Jacquez Spencer and Cam Newton wasn't winning MVP awards, and I think Tavon Coleman and Lance, Andy Dalton won Offensive Player of the Year one year as well. So we have to not vote for our friends. Let's vote for the best players we want, the best players to be remembered of all time for the UE Awards. We don't want it just be any and everybody winning those awards. Like I said, that definitely will be coming to you very shortly. If you just joined us, I am Hills the Bitch going solo today, as my two co-hosts are slackers. They are enjoying themselves. UPC is him and his front office is getting ready to scout players to see who they want to take with the number one overall pick or fielding offers, one of the two. And my other good co-host, award-winning co-host, Mr. President, Blog Talk Radio co-host of the year. He is getting prepared for his postseason run. I talked to him today. He said he is very excited for the postseason. That was before he played the Giants and ran into them today. And I think he still is excited. I don't think that changed anything, deterred anything. I think the Cardinals are still going to be tough out in the postseason. It's just going to be an exciting postseason. I'm excited to see games, excited to see new rivalries, because the playoffs bring out the best in guys, and it's always Cinderella. That's the good thing about a postseason. Sometimes it's Chalk, sometimes it's Cinderella. No one seen Bleed making it to the Super Bowl last year. And he was a wild card team. Won Week 17, stayed on the run, and Coach Mark Henry got his guys lined up and ready to play some good football in the postseason. So who's going to be the Cinderella run this year? Is it a team? Is the Giants going to be a Cinderella team? Is the San Francisco 49ers going to be a Cinderella team? Because right now the favorites out of the NFC has to be the Minnesota Vikings, has to be the Arizona Cardinals, and the Green Bay Packers. Those are the three teams that you have to look at and say those are the three favorites coming out of the NFC. Carolina Panthers, even though they're the one seed, a lot of people are still wondering, can you buy into their stock? Their schedule wasn't as tough as a lot of people think it could have been. With them finishing third in the division last year, they didn't have to face most of your ones and twos in every division. So we have to see what they're about. But the Cardinals, Packers, and Vikings all played in the postseason last year, so they're definitely going to be a little bit. In the AFC, is it going to be the Houston Texans, or are they going to be a Cinderella team? They're one of the new. They're the newcomer. The Buffalo Bills, they are a newcomer. They beat the Cleveland Browns a few weeks ago. Are they now prepared to make themselves a playoff run as well? A lot of stuff is going to be answered quickly in the upcoming hour. I am excited. Like I said, I am very excited. I hope that these games get played and we figure out who is going to be our new champion here in Upper Echelon. Well, not new champion. Who's going to be fighting KC for that championship, because KC is the guy right now. As much as people don't want to give him his due, he is the man right now, and he is going to be a tough out. I don't see KC just bowing out to anyone. KC will be a guy that you're going to have to earn it. You're going to have to beat him. You're going to have to play him. And KC is a hungry competitor. He will not just lay down for anyone just because. He's going to do his best to repeat and become a two-time champion and to tie yours truly for the most championship rings in UE history with four. He has three right now, trying to get to four. And I know he is very hungry to be, the number one guy in UE history. So he's trying to make history. Everyone is chasing history. Yours truly is chasing KC. KC is the guy. He is the standard that is being said in Upper Echelon. The Cleveland Browns are definitely the team to beat in Upper Echelon. You don't have to like them, but you have to respect what has been done by KT in this franchise. They are definitely a team to be reckoned with. They are a team that you, if you don't want to play physical football, if you don't want to be in the mix of playing a tough out, you might as well lay down. KT is coming. He's playing hard. It's the postseason. The best players come out. The best come out and during the playoffs, and you better be ready to play. And like I said, it's about to begin. We're definitely excited for that. Like I said, we're just running with no game plan for the show today because the co-host definitely didn't show up. They're slackers, but we love them anyway. Ray, I mean, 6-3 or 5 made the playoffs. If you don't win it, I mean, you got enough in the league. You got 13-20 guys in the league. Somebody's got to make the playoffs. So you making the playoffs, I'm not quite sure if that validates anything. Is anyone going to win anything? 305 didn't get into the Super Bowl last year. I don't even think they had a team in the conference championship last year. Austin was in the conference championship last year. So, and we see where he's at. He's hit a lull. He's in rehab now. They say he's on that stuff, him and Lynch. So it's going to be interesting. Like I said, 305 is there. You got Ditto. You have Spiff Man. You have Ray Smooth, a.k.a. Juvie. You also have Wade in there. That's 4. You have Squiddy in there. That's 5. And you have Colin Soup in there. So, I mean, you have the guys there. But is anything going to be done in the postseason? We will find out shortly. But we will say this, the New York Football Giants are a team that has the talent. Ray Smooth is a top 5 guy in this league. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Giants make a run this year. The Giants have a team to make a run. Honestly, I'm very surprised that they put their feet down to the Arizona Cardinals today. I thought it would be a closer game. But Ray Smooth has Mr. Levertone, excuse me, I don't mean to disrespect him. I have to pull up the stats. Mr. Levertone, he had a big day today, 345 yards, almost a perfect passing rating, 19 for 26, 4 touchdowns, no turnovers. He had a big day. Mr. Sweet Boy, Odell Beckham Jr., 5 catches, 110 yards, 2 touchdowns. Moncrief, 4 catches, 103 touchdowns. Ray Smooth is one of those guys that can make a run. He's known to do it before. Can he do it again is the question. And that's what we're all waiting to see. Like I said, Will and KT will play at 7. Hopefully Gold and Mr. Coach Mo Ray will get the job done tonight and we'll be advancing by then. Now, with that being said, guys, kind of get a feel of who you're playing. Like I said, Ray Smooth, I see you're listening to the show. More than likely, you will be facing late. So if you two can kind of get something worked out, because if not, you're either playing late, so pray it at the end of the day. For the dudes, look like it's late. And Wade's going to be playing more than likely prayers, so if you can get those games, kind of try to set up. Spiff Man and Squiddy, you two already know y'all pretty much are locked in to play. So, guys, go ahead and get yourselves prepared for that. I will be contacting Coach Mo Ray myself within the next hour or two. I know he's at work pushing in the clock. Shout out Coach Mo Ray. Go ahead and make that money for your family, my brother. And I know he always plays his games late at night. So we'll, like I said, we'll definitely be talking about this quickly, 5 minutes left. Let's go ahead and if you got players in the trade room, let's get these players out. We're going to allow trades to be probably not open but voted on a little bit quicker this year due to probably having a draft during the middle of the week. It's going to be tough for a lot of guys that work second shift. I do want to thoroughly apologize to everyone in advance that might not can make the draft. It's not something that we intend. I myself personally love to have weekend drafts. Everyone is mainly off on the weekend, has more free time. The weeknights are very difficult. A lot of guys have kids in the league and things of that nature. Ray has thoughts, and Austin has thoughts as well. So I'm not talking about them, but actual people that's attending for you. your be hit hard during the playoffs. So we will probably allow voting for the trades a little bit open a little bit earlier than it was last season. And as soon as the playoffs start, I will kind of DM and kind of be putting in little nuggets to let people know when the draft may be so they can go ahead and try to kind of get some deals set up. Because I know a lot of guys don't want the computer drafting for them. So maybe you can get some players in advance. So keep your eyes peeled to that. If you have any questions about things, DM myself is the best. DJM, KT, and UPT. If you have any questions, we can kind of help you out with anything. If you can't reach one, go to the other. And if we don't answer in a timely manner, you know, one of us will. I mean, all four of us are pretty much not going to be busy at the same time. So if you can't get UPT, try KT. If you can't get KT, try DJM. If you can't get DJM, try Heaps. So just reach out, and if you have any questions, do that. Also, I do want to address this. Let's check out those rules before the postseason happens. We've all been playing together for going on 2 years now. The rules have been the same. We really haven't altered too much, and it's all on the website. But we have to respect the rules. If one player is following the rules and the other is not, it's not fair to him. In the postseason, a lot of guys push the limit because they're trying to get that $50 prize and that $50 gift card, PSN card. So guys are going to try to bend the rules and say, oh, it's my bad. We do not want to suspend anyone in the postseason, but will. So let's not break any rules during the postseason. Look at the rules. Just go read them. It's not long. Still won't take you no more than 3 minutes. Put you one of your favorite rap songs on. Read it. Listen to the song. And by the time the song go off and you read it, the rules are there. Because most of you don't have to read. The free agent stuff, you don't have to read right now. It's just gameplay. Just read that. That'll take you 2 minutes. Check in on the rules. Make sure you're following the rules so you're not being hampered. Because, hey, you have a chance to win $50 PSN. That is a video game, and a lot of you play the game. So you can definitely benefit from that. Like I said, the next edition of The Outsiders, hopefully I will get my co-host on the same page as me, and we'll get here, get a good show in for you. We'll talk about the off-season. We'll talk about players on the block. Like I said, get those players in the trade room. Let's see. Let's get some big names in there, see who's going to move. I'm anxious to see new players to a new place. It's all about the UE. Get your games played. Browns and Lions will be playing shortly. Tune into that game. That should be very entertaining. Hopefully the Lions are at home so we can listen to Will on the mic cutting up. If not, like I said, still in tune into the game. So we have probably two games left. After those two games, we will be getting to the postseason. I'm excited. Hopefully you are too. Thank you for listening in to Hills the Best, Hills a Legend show. It's all about the UE. Get your games played. UE Wards are coming back. Thanks to the Kool-Aid Jammers. Shout out to my boy Austin as well.